Well, that's one movie from the past. A few movies from the future happening at the big screen at the moment. And Dana from Event Cinemas is on the phone to talk us through those. What about you? We'd remember Every Which Way But Loose, Dana, I'm sure.
100% I do. I'm a movie girl way back when.
You wouldn't have gone in for a kiss off Clyde, would you? The big monkey, chimp, orangutan?
Well, you know what? A kiss is a kiss.
Got to pass the hours away sometime. Look, some great movies this week. Let's start with Only the Brave.
Oh, look, Mark, this one I'm very excited about because we are all heading into the summer season and, of course, sadly, bushfires do occur. So this particular film is actually based on a real-life situation. It's a drama and it's all about a fabulous crew of firemen from Prescott, Arizona, and they were fighting this huge fire back in June 2013 and sadly claimed the lives of 19 of their members. So it's a very powerful film and I think that, yes, our audiences will certainly enjoy it.
Let's have a look at Only the Brave.
Sooner or later, the fire's going to come knocking in our hometown. Don't you all to breathe in this beautiful vista, because you're never going to be able to look out into the wilds and see that pure beauty again.
Yeah, very emotional movie by the sound of things, Dana. Of course, moving on, being it's the silly season, The Man Who Invented Christmas. So all about Charles Dickens, this one.
Oh, I know. Look, who doesn't love any sort of story from Charles Dickens? And, of course, as we head into the Christmas period, and Christopher Plummer, he's quite a character, actually, and he's very regal in this particular film, but it takes us back to October 1843, and it's all about Charles Dickens and basically his three books, and it's a bit of a story that has a bit of everything in it, but it does take us back to what Christmas is all about.
Let's have a look at The Man Who Invented Christmas.
It's about a miser, and on Christmas Eve, he meets some kind of supernatural guides.
Does it have a title?
Humbug, a Miser's Lament. Christmas ghost story, Christmas song, Christmas ballad, something like that.
Well, being December just around the corner, I suppose we had to expect a couple of Christmas stories, Dana, that's for sure.
100%, and that leads us to the next great film. I'm so excited about this one.
Oh, look, The Star. Look, it's a nativity story, but this time from the perspective of the animals. So what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, look, I'm very, very happy with this one and very excited. And the interesting thing about it is it has some really, voices of some very prominent actors from the US. It stars Oprah. We also have the music from Mariah Carey. And of course, Kelly Clarkson from American Idol. So I'm really, really excited with this particular film. And, of course, who doesn't like animals talking back to you? I mean, you've got to love that. And the kiddies are going to adore this film.
I don't know. I don't like to think, Dana, the last time I thought I actually legitimately thought I had an animal talking back to me, but that's another story for another day. Let's have a listen to The Star.
Witness the story of the first Christmas through a whole new set of eyes.
You're in danger. You need to listen to what I'm about to say extremely carefully.
who's the Eeyore? Who's the donkey in this one?
Oh, that's a very good question. I was just trying to actually look that up for you because I can't remember who it is. The cast stars actually Keegan-Michael Kay, excuse me, Kristen Chenoweth, and also Zachary Levi. So it has some big names as well as some unknown at the moment. But I'll tell you what, I mean, I know a few donkeys as well. They sound exactly the same.
Maybe they didn't want to put their name to that one. Dana, thank you so much for joining us this week and bring with you some festive films for December.
It's lovely, and I'll speak to you next week, Mark. Thank you.
All righty. That's Dana from Event Cinemas. It's now your chance to head along to the movies. A double pass coming your way. Pretty simple. I just want you to go back to before we started our movie segment this week, and we were talking about a Clint Eastwood movie, if you can remember the name of that, 49216216, and a double pass to Event Cinemas coming your way right now at 2NURFM 103.7.